introduce myself. My name is
Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right. Welcome to the second hour of the show. The end of the show for everybody who's watching on BSTV. We was talking about credit, and we were talking about how credit is a gift and a curse, and how it came into creation as far as credit cards and usury laws and banking and other things like that. And then I told you, I said, look, I want to show you why you need to do things to improve your credit. And I talked about how you need it for insurance and for other things. Now, the thing that interests me most right now, when you look at the credit arena, is the things you can do to jump up your score quickly. Now, if you've listened to the show in the past, I've told you about piggybacking. I've told you about paying off your debt. But I'm going to give you another quick little tip here, and then you can go get the ebook right now for credit at thewbshow.com. You can download that ebook. All this is in there. I'm going to give you another little tip. I talked about this maybe about a week and a half ago, but I didn't really break it down, so I'm going to really get into it. Is this. When you owe something and it's been on your credit report for like seven to eight years. Let's say you owe a hospital bill. I'm gonna use that as a hypothetical. And now it went to where you have not the hospital, but a collection agency trying to get the bill, and they've had the bill for a number of years. Let's say you owe $2,500 on this hospital bill and you come into some money. Should you pay that $2,500 bill that's on your credit report? Most people would say, yeah, I'm going to pay it. I got the money. Let me get rid of it. No, don't pay it. Warren, why? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Why shouldn't I pay it? Because if you pay it, it becomes a new reporting on your credit report. So if it's been up there for 7 years, your credit should be developed enough and strong enough where after a certain period of time, it's really not hurting your credit because it's been up there for so long. Okay. So you don't have to pay that. What you want to do, though, to get it off of your credit is you want to contact the collection agency. Right. You want to contact the credit or the collection agency and say, look, I will pay this, but I need you to pull it off my credit. And I need a letter from you saying that it's going to be removed off my credit. So that way it won't be a new inquiry. That's what you do. Now, C. Taylor, she's asking, is it possible to have the credit reporting agency send you a hard copy of your credit report? Yes. You can get it for free, too, especially if you tried to fill out something and you got denied. You can contact Equifax, Experian, all of them. They'll give you a hard copy of your credit report. But it's so simple now online. You can challenge online everything online. You just got to know what you're doing. Okay. C. Taylor is asking another question. When looking at taking out a mortgage, the lender required anything over $1,000 to be paid before they do business. Well, I don't know why the lender would require that unless it has to do with your debt to income ratio, because that's what they look at when you're doing a mortgage. They're looking at how much your monthly bills are, not and really they don't look at the total debt. They look at the monthly debt. So if you, let's say you got two cars and you got some other stuff on there and you got maybe $100,000 worth of debt and you're making $40,000 a year, what they're looking at is how much of that $40,000 is being paid monthly, because that's what they're going to factor in your mortgage in. can you afford a monthly mortgage and the other bills you got? So maybe that's why they're telling you to do that. That's the only reason I can see why they would want you to do that, to be honest with you, because they're looking at your debt to income ratio. So if you got any other questions, you can post them up here. I try to help you out the best of my ability. Again, you can go get the credit ebook at thewbshow.com. You also can get the book, The Business of Love. And the book isn't about love. It's about doing good business. So now Portia asked a great question. Portia says, Warren, does all three reports supposed to have the same information? Yes. This is why you want to get all three reports. You want to get a copy of all three of your reports. And this is why you want to clean up your report. You want the addresses to be the same. You want your employment to be the same. You want the negative and the positive to be the same, because that helps your score. That helps your score. Okay. Now, why is all this important? It's all important because debt is a form of slavery. Many of you are working jobs that you don't want to work because you got to pay bills. You owe money. You owe money. Many of you in relationships that you don't want to be in, but you're there because if you leave financially, you can't make it. You just cannot make it. Whether it's because you got to pay alimony, child support, or just day-to-day bills. This is a form of slavery. Because you have to stay with somebody you don't even want to be with. This is why I write about this in The Business of Love, about making sure you got a good business partner. Because if you don't have a good business partner and then you get out of that relationship, your whole life is screwed. Ren Nash asked a question. Hey, Warren, I asked the credit card people to remove a charge off my credit report once I paid and was told I had to contact the credit bureau to have it removed from my credit. Now, see, this is where you have to be a good negotiator. You got to, you know, President Trump says he's the greatest negotiator in the world. You need to call the credit card company. You need to ask to speak to a supervisor and say, look, I'm not paying this unless y'all going to remove this. I need this removed off my credit. I want something in writing saying you're going to remove this off my credit. Somebody said, Ariana said, Warren, a good prenup. A prenup not even going to save you in certain instances. See, that's the thing. A lot of people, when you first get married, you ain't got nothing. And because you ain't got nothing, if you got the wrong business partner and you acquire stuff, you're going to pay. You're going to pay. And then the thing about it is, even with a prenup, right, the prenup only protects what you had prior to the marriage. So if you and this person stay together for 8 or 9 years and y'all done brought condos and houses and stuff like that, that's all marital property. See, you got to understand, this is why I write about it in the book of Business Love. You got to have a good business partner. It's not about love. Everybody in America get caught up on this love stuff. Anybody listening to this, any woman listening to this, if I spend 6 weeks with you and we hanging out every single day, and we laughing and having fun and we're intimate, in 6 weeks, you would think I'm the love of your life. Because you're enjoying that time. You're happy. You're feeling like this is something new and real. But it's 6 weeks of your life. It's you done been online. You done pledged. It is not what you do in those 6 weeks. It's what you do after the fact. So you just have to know that. You just have to know that. And debt is a slavery relationship. That's what it is. That's what it is. Because when you're with somebody just because of your financial reasons, you can't leave because you can't survive, you're in a debt relationship. Debt slavery relationship. You working a job right now and you hate that job, you in a debt slavery relationship. How many of y'all right now in a debt slavery relationship and you just realizing it? It's a bunch of y'all out here. You with some guy or some girl you really don't want to be with. You working some job you really don't want to be at. I'm just saying. Look at all y'all. Me, 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 me. Everybody, yep, me, me, me. All right. You listen to the WB. That should be Marvin. He should be calling in.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
He is post-racial, by all appearances. You know, I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we're still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one street fighter in America.
All right. Welcome back to the show. All right. We're going to introduce a new segment to the show today. We're going to do it on Wednesdays and Fridays. You know this brother, Marvin Walker. He created the Day Runner app. He got all this other stuff going on. I'm working with him on buywakanda.com. We're partnering up with that, but he's going to be doing the contractor's voice to talk about truck driving and contracting and how the community can come together and make some money and help. So let's bring Marvin on. We got Marvin. Marvin, can you hear me, brother?
Yes, yes, sir. I'm here.
All right, brother. Welcome to the first time ever, the contractor's voice with Marvin Walker. Marvin, let's talk a little bit about contracting, brother. Go ahead.
All right, what's going on, Warren? Thank you again for having me.
Yes, sir,
brother.
I
appreciate you giving me the ability to create this platform to, you know, get our voices out there for the contractors who are subcontracting for these businesses yet getting paid like employees. So, you know, we talked about it. We created the contractor's voice so that we could give other independent contractors throughout the United States the ability to call in and voice their complaints with, you know, things that they see wrong with the industry. You know, again, if we're providing the assets for these companies to handle their deliveries and assuming all of the liabilities, you know, it's only right that we get compensated accordingly to that. So we designed the contractor's voice to give drivers nationwide, globally, especially after, you know, my experience that I just experienced at the theft of Amazon, you know, the ability to just talk about the fact that we bring so much to the table, but yet are compensated so little. And so that we could create an environment, you know, where we could work together to change the narrative for us as independent business owners.
Now, Marvin, let me ask you something, because, see, a lot of people, especially when they get looking into going into the trucking industry, because, you know, that is a industry that, you know, a lot of people think they can make a lot of good money off of. But you're really working for yourself if you're an independent contractor. You're not really working for anybody.
Yeah, you know, so you got to get a tax ID and, you know, you got to pay tax and you assume all the liabilities. So in essence, you're functioning as a business. But, you know, they always put that big number up there, what you're going to make. And what they're really preying on is the fact that people are novice at, you know, being in business. So, you know, those who know are in a position to take advantage of those who don't know. So, you know, you're absolutely right, Warren. A lot of people will get in, they'll see that big number, and they won't realize that they're not really making any money until it's time to file your taxes or, you know, that vehicle breaks down and hits that point, you know, where, you know, major repairs need to be done. And you realize you got to make a choice between paying your insurance, paying your rent, or repairing this vehicle to keep working. And at that point is when people find out that they're really not involved in the business. They just created a job for themselves.
Now, let me ask you this, because, see, this is one of the things that Amazon is doing right now about you can make X amount of dollars being a truck, owning your own truck, and then you're overseeing, what, 40 people or something like that? I forget what it was, the advertisement, but they had everybody hyped up about trying to get to drive for Amazon.
Yeah, and, you know, again, it's a great model. You know, they took a playbook right out of my book. If anyone is sophisticated out there with the internet and they go on YouTube and they Google Dayrunner Inc., they'll see that the model that Amazon just presented on June 28th is actually a carbon copy of the Dayrunner model. But yeah, so they tell you that you can have up to 40 vehicles. You scale up to that, and that you can make $300,000 a year on profit. But you know, with that, you know, I was making $500,000, almost $600,000 with four drivers. So for me, somebody who's been in the industry 10 years, when I see those numbers, that wouldn't excite me. You know, I've lived all the pain points. But yeah, they throw those big numbers out there. I think they said when you finally scale up to, you know, 40 vehicles, you could make as much as like $1.4 million or something like that. But when you net 300 grand, then you got to split that with the IRS. You know, you do the math and you'll see that you're making about $160 a week for everybody that you're managing. You know, who wants to manage 40 vehicles and up to 100 drivers to only make $160 a week? I mean, it's totally absurd.
Now, let me ask you this, because you've been doing this for a while and you've been very successful at it. Why is it that nobody has taken the time to address this? I mean, I think this is a major issue in America, because basically these truck drivers are getting taken advantage of.
Yeah, no, it is a major issue. And, you know, so drivers, we're too busy on the road driving to, you know, be as informed. But if people are listening, you're watching, it is something that's being addressed in Congress, because anytime you subcontract to any of these businesses and they're telling you where to go, what time to be there, you're not a business owner. You're actually an employee. And it has been in the, you know, it's being addressed, but they keep things like this under wraps because, again, if the populace know, the majority of drivers know, then we can help change the narrative. But it's something that we as independent drivers do have to get involved in. But again, it's certain things that they'll show in the media. Like, they'll make us as a community look bad in the media, but they're not showing that us as a community are being taken advantage by these companies that we're subcontracting for. But they are having the discussions, and we have to bring it more to the forefront as, you know, the business owners that are doing these services.
Now, we got about 2 minutes left. So let me ask you this, Marvin. What can I tell the audience to do? What can we do to help? Because for people who don't know, Marvin put this great platform together, and basically Amazon copied his platform. They took his platform. And are using the same thing. What can we do to help you with this fight with Amazon? What can we contact? What can we post? What can we do?
Well, right now, you know, I've hired three different law firms, and we are going to approach Amazon. And my attorneys are confident with the information that we have that, you know, potentially they may settle out. But big corporations, what they tend to do is litigate you to death, right? And it's a way of them to get you out of business. And I understand that big fish eat little fish. But at the way things are now, we got to really fight. So, you know, once we make it public and we go at them, just want people to repost the information. We're going to make it public. You know, sometimes you can't beat these big corporations in a court of law, but you can beat them in a court of public opinion. And we have enough documentation to show that, you know, Amazon engaged us to, you know, scale in those 10 markets that they assigned to us. And we just want the people to help spread it because, you know, they've been taking advantage of us and taking our business ideas and running with it since the beginning of time. And, you know, with the ability, with the technology, we can put it out there and let people be known and made aware of what's going on. So, you know, just when we go public with it, we just want the public to support. And then just go look at the facts. Look at our YouTube page, see how long I've been promoting this model, and look at when they launched it. And then also read the fine print with Amazon on their brochure if you're thinking about getting in. If it makes sense to you, great. But if it doesn't, read the fine print where they clearly make a statement that they cannot validate or verify none of those numbers. But, you know, with my model, I can, because, again, I've been doing it for over 10 years. And that's about it. You know, just, you know, once we go public with it, just, you know, need the community to support. Independent contractors that work in this field will understand and they will get it. And I'm sure that they'll see the light.
Marvin Walker, we're going to be talking to you every Wednesday and Friday. It is the Contractor's Voice right here on the WB. Marvin, I'll hit you later on, brother.
All right. Thanks, sir.
All right. All right. You listen to the WB.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be
looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. Y'all leave me alone. They over here jumping on me because I'm fidgeting. Y'all leave me alone. Great interview with Marvin, you know, about the Contractor's Voice, about they run an app. Go look at the app, find out what's going on. He had a lot of things going on. We got some big things going on with him, with the websites. He's going to be a part of all that. So really excited about that. As we develop everything, we're going to try to turn BibleConda into the Amazon, into our Amazon. So a lot of excitement going on with that. Before Marvin came on, I was telling you about debt, and I was talking to you about how you in these slave relationships and don't even realize you're in a relationship that's based on debt. And I think a lot of people have this going on in their life right now, and they don't even realize that they have it going on in their life. They try to justify, they try to find reasons, they try to find happiness in these moments. But the reality of it is you're there because you're afraid because of the financial instability. Now, everybody who's watching, will you please share the video, share YouTube on your social media right now, get more people in here? Because what I'm about to talk about is really important, really, really important. Because if you can get your credit up, even if you don't have your money right, if you can get your credit up, you can put yourself in a position where you can get into an apartment or a home and be able to survive and be able to afford it. Because if you get your credit right, if you get your credit right, what ends up happening with your credit is it lowers the interest, which means, let's say you're looking at something that's, you know, $1,000 a month, but the interest rate on it is 20%. Well, if they can get it down to 0%, now it goes from $1,000 to $800 a month. So we need to be thinking about everything we do in the businesses, because if you can get your credit right, if you want to get out of the relationship, if you want to get out of the situation, you can. If you got your credit right, maybe you go open up your own business. You learn what you can learn at the job you work at. You take those skills and open up your own business. You own your own boss. But if you don't do that and you stay someplace, you know you're miserable. You know you're not happy. You know you're not any of those things. In the end, you've wasted your days on this earth. See, that's the thing. People don't understand that everything is a business. Debt is slavery. But time is the one thing. Time is the one thing that's relevant in all things. Time is relevant in all things. And if you waste your time, you lose with time, you lose more than you can ever lose financially when you waste your time on stuff. That's the thing people fail to realize. It's the most important aspect of your life, your time. Your time is something that is more valuable than anything, is more valuable than love, more valuable than money. Because it's something that you can never get back once it's gone. Once that moment is gone, boom, it's over. It's gone. And because it's something that you can never get back, man, look, you can't put a price on it. You can't put an importance on it. Love, you can get that back. Money, you can make that back. Can't make time back. Can't get love. Can't get time back. You cannot get it. No matter how you try, no matter what you do. Black Marvel say he's working on a flux capacitor right now. Hey, if you fix it, bruh, I'll be your first guinea pig. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. But it is the one thing that we cannot change, we cannot get back, we cannot recreate. Truth Fighter 13, I'm in that same relationship, bruh. We dating the same person. Jack Daniels and food got him in a slave relationship. I understand. I overstand. Oh, man. And see, people don't realize time is something that really, I don't even know if it's a definition for time. Because the way we even measure time today is something that we created as men. Humanity created what the time measurement is. We really don't know what it is. This is why a black hole could sit there and look real close to us, and it's trillions of miles away. This is why the stars, when you look up in the sky, they look close, but they're not close. Because time is something you can't really measure. You can't really measure it. Do you know, let me tell you something. Let me show you how the mind and time are really intertwined. Do you know if you drink or you take some medicine or you smoke and you black out, you don't not see everything that's going on. You know everything that's going on, but the reason because of the blackout is because your mind cannot remember the time. Your mind will not allow you to create memories in that space and time. So it blacks out. You see everything. You know everything that's going on. But your mind has blocked out a portion. And because your mind has blocked it out, memories can't be created. Memories are your time. Give you a perfect example of this. Right now, I can play. Let me see. I could play an old school song. I could play The Chronic by Dre. Everybody's heard The Chronic by Dr. Dre. If you hear that song, most people will go back in time where they first heard that song or at an event they were at where that song was at. Okay? That's because your mind has created a memory in time. And when your mind creates that memory in time, it measures the time for you. It measures the time for you. If the mind does not create the memory, then that time is lost. It's not measurable. This is how potent time is with your mind. That's why you can hear a song that's from 20 years ago and you know every word of the song. Because 20 years ago, that was a song you had good memories with or bad memories with. Could be both. Could be both. It's just like you can remember stuff specifically about your parents, about your siblings growing up. Other stuff you can't remember. Because the memory wasn't imprinted into your mind and into a time capsule. That's the amazing thing about the mind. That's what, when I'm trying to figure out something, I'll be like, let me go into my memories museum. People laugh at me when I say that. I'm like, you don't understand. Your mind is a museum of time. It's time capsules of different places and things you've seen in your lifetime. This is why I could be talking about something and a picture of a book will roll right in front of my face. And I can see the chapter and verse that I'm talking about and then be able to recite it word for word. But that's because I got a photographic memory. I remember things that I want to remember. If I take a picture of it in my mind, I got it for life. Everybody can't do that. Now, somebody said they believe this is why it's something to this reincarnation thing. Let me tell you my theory on that when we come back. We're up against commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to give you my theory about reincarnation. Some of you might believe it, some of you might not. But I'm going to tell you what my belief is about reincarnation. I'm going to tell you what it is. We come back, we'll finish up the show. You're listening to WB.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now.
All right. Let me thank everybody who's listened to the show, watched the show. Do me a favor. I need 30 more people to hit the like button so we can get to 200 for the day. Hit that like button before we get out of here today. Go to Amazon.com. Get the book, The Business of Love. Also, go to the website, thewbshow.com. It's two ebooks up there. Go to the website and just hit books and you can get the ebooks. You can download them. You don't need no app or nothing like that. You can download them right to your phone or to your desktop, however you want to do it. Let me tell you about reincarnation in my opinion, right? Now, I try to look at stuff from a logic-based point of view, all right? And so, when I think about death, I think about life. Because there's always going to be an alpha and omega. There's going to be a beginning and an end. Right. And I look at this like this. Do I believe reincarnation is possible? Absolutely. Why do I believe it's possible? Because everybody who's had a near-death experience, they all say the same thing, right? They say, I was walking towards the light. Then I got pulled back in. What if the light is the baby coming through the cavity hole of the mother being born again? Because that would explain why they see in the light. Because a newborn baby coming out of the womb or even out of a C-section, the first thing they're seeing for the first time is light. So what if the soul is going into that child that's being developed and coming out into the light? Very possible. Very possible. I also think that is very much a possibility that we were created as some kind of experiment. I mean, when you think about all the things on the planet Earth, 90% of the things on Earth doesn't even have a brain. 90% of everything that's on this planet doesn't have a brain. Yet we have one that's so intricately put together that if one thing goes wrong, it messes up everything else. And so it makes me think that we was purposely created. Now, the two arguments for that is God, of course, you know, that God created us, everything happened perfectly for the Big Bang to happen. But what if there's a third option of this? Now, just hear me out. Mankind can go everywhere it wants to go now. We can send objects all through space. You know, think about this. If we wanted to go to Saturn with the fastest rocket that we got right now, it would take 17,000 years to go with the fastest rocket. Do you know they have these huge satellites to try to get radio waves from everywhere else in the solar system? Never gotten anything back. They send something out every day. It's in Puerto Rico. Send something out every day. Never gets anything back. But what if all this is being done the wrong way? I mean, what if all this is really being done the wrong way? What if everything we're trying to find isn't above us, it's under us? Why can't we get to the bottom of the ocean? Because of the pressure. We can create stuff that can fly millions and millions of miles into the atmosphere in a way. We can't create nothing strong enough to go down to the bottom of the ocean. Do you know where I grew up, even in Lake Michigan, in the center of Lake Michigan, they can't go down to the center of Lake Michigan. And it's a lake, not even ocean. What if everything we're looking for is right beneath us and they controlling everything? What if they controlling everything? We just don't know it. And see, this is the other thing, right? See, I'm somebody who I look at this from a logic-based point of view. I believe in God, but I do have one question. God came and talked and showed himself and revealed angels and everything else to all these people in the Bible. Ain't nobody else had any revelation since? It just makes me say, well, you know, what did we do to make him stop coming down here or talking to us or revealing himself? But I think what it is this. I think that mankind has humanity. What makes us different than every other mammal on this planet is we have to believe in something. We have to believe in something. And because we have to believe in something, we chose to believe in heaven and hell. And so even if, you know, and when my analytical buddies tell me, well, Warren, you know the history and you know this, and I don't know how you can believe in God, my answer is always the same. I would rather be wrong right now about believing than to die and don't believe and find out I'm dead wrong. I ain't got nothing to lose by believing right now. Nothing to lose at all. Nothing. So, with reincarnation, just like with anything else, all things are possible, man. If you just sit down and look at it. I mean, I could do a whole show arguing why the Bible is 100% correct. But I also can do a whole show arguing why the Bible is 100% wrong. Because I can look at it logically and see the fallacies, both good and bad. Look, if you don't do nothing else, tell somebody you love them and appreciate them. That's why I tell you every day, I love you with the love of Jesus. Not trying to push religion on you. I don't even claim it. I claim spirituality, but it's the greatest love I know. So I tell you, I love you with that love. God bless you. I will be back live Friday. I got to go to my little doctor's appointment tomorrow, get my checkup. We'll be back Friday live. Make sure y'all buy the book. Make sure y'all telling people to get the book. Support your brother so I can support y'all. I want to do this big event for us so we can get mobilized everywhere. You're listening to the WB.